All right, guys, we're going to do one more story, and then we're going to take a break. We have a newcomer to your stories. We threw a party for his comic company last week because they had super awesome Kickstarter success. He's a really talented cartoonist, and now he's going to talk. Kevin Budnick.
Hey, guys. So I have a crutch because last time I was on stage, I was in eighth grade in my class's production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I was Charlie Brown. So no big deal. So I found my dream job. I'm a barista, which is something I've always aspired to be because I'm a huge, self-obsessed asshole and a hipster. I've always aspired to be self-obsessed, cooler than thou, beanie-wearing, bean-grinding, bean-crunching, bean-crunching counter-jockey. I like the feeling of being withholding. I like saying no. I like saying we have no skim, we have no soy, we have no bananas, we have no decaf, unless it's decaf espresso, so I can make you an Americano, but we don't have decaf coffee. No, the soup is not vegan, but it is gluten-free. No, we are out of focaccia. No, we are out of multigrain. You're from Brooklyn, and you don't know what a baguette is. It's kind of like white bread, I guess. That's what you're looking for. And no, we don't carry sprouts anymore because for some reason they kept getting recalled, so you can't have any sprouts. No, the sandwiches don't come with chips. What do you think this is, Potbelly? Do you want a bowl or a cup? Do you want a bowl or a cup as I stand there clicking my pen against the hardwood counter, clicking my pen against my teeth? If you come in and I'm trying to do dishes, and I need to do the dishes so that I can get out on time, I'm going to be a dick to you. It's the lady or the tiger. I hold the power because I went to art school and my parents still pay my rent. Which I am insanely guilty about, and therefore push myself to do things like draw every day. And when I go home and talk to my parents, I get snippy at them when they ask me things about, like, so where is comics going as a career? Because they have expectations of me, and they should. I am a white middle-class American, and they want grandchildren someday. They want the nice retirement home, which is what they've told me since I was about 7 years old. Yeah, my mom says that to me. So I draw comics, and I draw autobiographical comics, so I think about myself a lot. Hence the selfishness and the hipsterdom. I'm an only child. My mom and dad, this is their only shot, and they do want grandchildren, like I said. But instead, I turn around and aspire to treating Linkin Parkers like assholes. Because I'm wimpy, I'm nervous, I was never good at sports, and I still don't think I'll ever amount to anything, even in cartooning. So I aim super low. And if you're a cartoonist, it helps to be really self-deprecating. So, there's this comic book convention in Brooklyn. It's called CAB, Comic Arts Brooklyn. And this group that I draw with, they're called Trouble Club, and we got invited to go there, but somebody didn't get back to whoever, and so we're not going to go, but I bought my plane ticket. So I could either go there, just hang out, have fun, see if my friends want to give me some space at their table, or I could just go and have a vacation, or I could cancel my flight and stay home and dick around, because I already asked off work. So I was explaining this to my mother when I was home the other night for dinner. She's chopping peppers, and I'm telling her that Spirit Airlines, apparently, if you try to reschedule your flight, they will fine you. But if you cancel it, they don't care. So that's Spirit Airlines, in case anyone's wondering. So my options are to take a vacation, to cancel my flight, take a vacation at home. And mom goes, just do whatever you think is best for your career. And so I got kind of upset. I'm getting upset. She's getting upset. She's chopping peppers. My teeth are chattering, and my jaw is locking up. And she says, "You have to think about what's best for your career." And I can't tell if she's using the "you" or the royal "you." Like, "you" as in anyone should just think about what's best for their career. Also, I'm standing up here bad-mouthing my mom, and I hope she doesn't ever hear this. Because I've already drawn her a bunch of times, and I know it killed her. Shucks. But, so... she's offering me this advice, and I say to her, "Now, Mom, is that what you're saying because that's what you think I want, or is that what you want me to do?" So I'm just learning how to deal with these feelings of not giving them what they might expect from me, even though they've supported me all through art school and all through just wanting to make coffee and do nothing, as long as I can pay the bills and keep the lights on, right? So there's an awkward silence, and she sighs. And because I am a self-obsessed asshole, I very metaphysically break the fourth wall, and I say, "Mom, are you stressed out because of this stressful situation, this conversation we're having right now? Why are you sighing?" Which is not something that people do in sitcoms, nor Gilmore Girls, which is the show that she watches. So she goes, "No, Kevin, I'm not upset at you because of this conversation that we're having, because not everything is about you. I'm mad because this pack of peppers has too many reds and not enough yellows." Which is fair, because sometimes people get mad because there are too many red peppers and not enough yellows.